I am a Palestinian. I'm one of the millions of Palestinians who never had the chance to even visit Palestine. There are millions of Palestinians who were displaced. Palestinians who were born outside of Palestine because our parents and grandparents were displaced by the Zionist ideology and by the creation of Israel. And even now, when I'm a U.S. citizen, I can't even go visit my homeland in Palestine because I have an Arab and a Muslim name. Something very important that I think the Obama administration tries to mislead us and tries to mislead the Palestinians and Arab and Muslim worlds by claiming that they can put together peace talks. You know, Palestinians and Arabs and Muslims are not expecting the U.S. to be a fair broker for peace. We are not expecting the U.S. to play a productive role in building peace, because the U.S. government has been a part of the problem. It is not a part of the solution. What we want the U.S. government to do is not to interfere and create fake peace talks that legitimizes whatever their policies. We want them to stop interfering. We want them to stop giving aid to the state of Israel, the billions of dollars from our tax monies that go to support this occupation. The Israeli-Palestinian conflict is not a conflict that we are just watching as audience. It's a conflict that we are paying for. It's a conflict that we are participating in. And I don't think we have, as Americans, we don't have the moral or legal authority to help Palestinians and Israelis reach the peace. We have to first stop taking sides in this conflict. We have to stop taking sides in this conflict. I think let's focus our choices, let's focus our power to demand that not one more dollar from our money goes to the Zionist state of Israel. Let's focus our power to demand that all of the U.S. aid to Israel is ended, is over, and the U.S. taking sides in this conflict is over. Israelis and Palestinians can reach the peace. Jews and Muslims can reach the peace. Arabs and Jews can reach the peace. They did live together for hundreds of years for the creation of the Zionist state of Israel. And they will live in peace. They will live in peace once the U.S. stops its blind support to the Zionist state. Thank you very much for coming.
Thank you. Yeah.